wouldn't want to tell a story. Not that one can ever be yaitzeh the chayiv that we have being maspid. Kanish 11 says, "Vayavi Avraham lispay l'sar v'l'kaisa malamich l'yisvida karayu." He didn't. Wasn't maspid enough. So Kanish 11 said, "Why wasn't Avraham maspid sar enough?" He said, "Well, zigemen gresser for them." Because she was bigger than a boy. She kept masik zayin. He couldn't understand the level of the boy. Therefore, he couldn't be masked. I can't be masked. I can't speak from Kanye Dylan. But there's a story 2.5 years ago that happened in Poland. A number of us, about 60 of us, many of you are sitting here in this room with me, my chaver, we congregated for Meir Weinberg. I said, "Are you the bracha?" Poland. And I was asked to introduce Rosh Hashiva when we came to Lublin, for the building of Chachmei Lublin. Rosh Hashiva was going to give a shiur in Chachmei Lublin for the whole island. And I got up and I said, "I want to share with you a drasha that Rabbeinu Shapiro, the Kohen Lebracha, gave on the grand opening day of Yeshiva Chachmei Lublin." He had been roundly criticized. He had been criticized in the media, the press, the Jewish press, for the terrible thing that he was doing to Klal Yisrael. He was criticized, number one, he was creating a brain drain. The finest and the best minds were being attracted to Chachmei Lublin. And were shtetlach where there had been a sermon by a lot of the people who were literally banking Moilish HaTayr in those towns, and they were going to Chachmei Lublin. He was spoiling Yeshiva Bachur. Pascha Melech Teichel, Umayim Sur Tishteh, Bala Arf Tishah, Bechai Tzai Tichiyah. This is what life was about to be a Talmud Chacham. And here he was plying them with the luxuries of life. Here he was giving them such an elegant life. There were stores in the basement, the yeshiva. You didn't have to go far from the yeshiva. Everything was there. Beautiful mikveh, beautiful dormitories, wrought iron, banisters. If you go there today, you'll still see it. And there are other kindness on him as well. And by the Chanukah Zabbais, I saw the microfilm of this in one of the initial newspapers of the day. He got up and he said, "Ichveis what kindness of me." I know people, they disagree with me. And I have one thing to say about those people who have the kindness on me. And that is, Lacham Eves from Shoto, when I come upstairs, my Kodesh Baruch will tell me that they were right. That I should not have done this. I'm going to answer very Ayla. Maybe I did the wrong thing, but I did something. And what are they going to say? The Haskala in Europe was such that the finest, the best minds were being fakat. The Mata was Noiru Ba'ayoy. We have absolutely no inkling, we have absolutely no conception of what it meant then to be a Torah true Jew. The fires were burning. Klal Yisrael was getting destroyed. Rabbeinu Shapiro couldn't sleep at night. He didn't claim that he did everything correctly, despite the fact that the G'dayle HaZmeir before World War II, all of them learned the Chachmei Lublin. He didn't claim he did the right thing. Despite the fact that he was matzliach beyond any measure of imagination we could have today. But he did something. I never thought I would lose my father twice in life. My father was an Avaraka. My biological father was an Avaraka. He was an unbelievable Yid. He was a tzaddik, he was a maspid. He was an unbelievable Yid. And it was very hard to lose him. If I had some nechama in my life was, that we had Rabbi, we had Rosh Hashiva. Like my father, the Rosh Hashiva knew Madrega Sa'adam, the same from the ultimate America, Baal Peh. And although my father never brought to fruition his ideas, my father also had an idea of how to somehow bring back in America. He used to go to Rosh Feinstein and talk about it, he used to go to the other town and talk about it. He had a plan for bringing them back. My father was taken young. For the last 20 or some odd years, I had the luxury, the sheer luxury, of having Rav Weinberg in my life. And he gave me the schlos to touch the lives of tens of thousands of people. We're talking in numbers in the thousands. It's not in the thousands. It's in the tens of thousands. One program that was called Discovery, over a measure of about 5 years, reached 140,000 Jews. About 14% of them are tracking showing who came from. Tens of thousands of people. At a convention recently, Partners for Preservation Torah, got the exclusive of having Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, so Kazutsai, so the Lev Mashiach. I was full met with a bunch of couples that came to the Partners Conference of Esha Torah, all of whose lives have been turned around. All of where we come from. And as they're sitting there and telling him the story, and they say, well, you know, I met him here, and she met him here, and then we came together, we decided to go to a class, and next thing you know, we had a discovery, and you know, after discovery, the rest is history. The story repeated itself about 8 times before Rav Shmuel got up and he magnified and says, what is the story? If you educate! There was one program. My Rav is here. My Rav told me many times that we are successful 100% of the time at Kirov. People think that Kirov is somehow you place your bet, the odds are against you, and you lose most of the time. The Rav Zutzen always told me we're 100% effective, because you know what? A Yid who's never had a connection is never the same after you touch him. They're never the same, they're so different. And as my brothers who are sitting here tonight, people who are real talking about Rabbi, I was Johnny come lately, but people whose life literally that he touched and he made are sitting here, their pain is so enormous because he was a father to every single one of us. He told us what needed to be said. He told us the things we couldn't listen to. He told us to get ourselves out of the way. He told us that Rabbi Shlomo wants more for us than we could ever want for ourselves. And if we could only take the zikr out of the way, we take ourselves out of the way. If we get rid of the chumias, we could open ourselves up. Because Rav Shmuel was ready to give us a tzlacha of everything that we do. He said, you want to be successful in Kirov. Imagine there's a hatzalah call. A young shav, Leilenu, is drowning in a swimming pool. And the hatzalah members come, and they see the father of this child standing there. And he's paralyzed out of fear and out of panic, and he just can't move. But he's holding a yard of rope. So they go over to him and say, could we have that rope for a minute? Because we want to save your child. He said, so he's not going to give it to the guy. It's his child. Well, we go out, we do malachas, a kodesh, but his rope is not going to give it to us. These are his children. He said, give us all the siyata nishmai in the world, and whenever we came to complain to Rabbiya, and we tell Rosh Hashiva, but we're not succeeding, he says, because you don't want it badly enough. There's too much about you. But he who shall have pari sa'am. Like, not come on the kid, there are very explicit in Kikarifu. Merishat Kuma asked, what's Jack Bashal have pari sa'am? Pari sent the am. Do you know what kind of spectacle it was? And you don't understand the lead up to this that went on? Do you have any idea? Because Rav Shmuel told us, Yod Chazokov is writing to you, Vilokakti, Vigalti, Vaisesi. It's unbelievable what went on. Because Rav Shmuel was prepared and he primed the pump for us, so to speak, so he knits him in employees that we've never seen before. And it's Bishalach Parayasam, Parayasam Hashem. Vayehi, Lashon Zara. When the Am came out of its Mitzrayim, like many of us, instead of seeing the open yod, instead of seeing Yisrael Tuya, instead of choosing to see the absolutely impeccable Hashkafa Pratis, some people said, you know what? It was politically expedient, perhaps, with Paroi. Paroi sent us out. But he was Shalom Paroi son. And to drive any notions of that out of the minds of Klal Yisrael, the Lord also from the Kim Darab Garth Flisht, if you don't have any idea what would have happened if they didn't go to the Midbar where there's no water and Moshe would not have hit the rock? Do you have any idea what it caused Klal Yisrael? That they couldn't take the simple route, they had to go to the circuitous route? Prabhupada said, as long as Vishala Parasa, the job's not done. We've got to get the Khurmis out of the way. We have to get our Kav out of the way. We've got to get the Zit out of the way. That Slacha is certainly going to come. About 13 years ago, at a good convention, Rabbi Noach Weinberg, Zechariah Lebracha, the Rosh Yeshiva, was asked to speak. And some people saw fit to heckle him. It's a group of four or five people. There's people in the room who obviously remember the story. They got up, they were heckling him, they were making fun of him. How Eshet Torah uses the word love to attract people. They heckled him. And if I had been the Rosh Yeshiva, perhaps if any of you have been the Rosh Yeshiva, would have waited there perhaps indignantly for a couple of minutes until the bouncer type of people would remove these people from the room. And in fact, the bouncer type people were summoned. But as they were en route into that room, Rosh Yeshiva stood there as though absolutely nothing had happened and started engaging these people and started talking to them and said, yes, we understand about love. Kichoyla Zahava Ani, he said. What do you think the Torah is talking about? What do you think the Torah is all about? Yes, we're going to show them how to live and how to engage them. He gave them their inheritance and covenants. You want to shake the end. The people are heckling him. There was no power in him. There was no zich in Ramayach. Rosh Yeshiva, absolutely, he was the most selfless person I've ever met in my life. I never met a single person in my life who was able to withstand the harvest and the bushes that he went through on a regular basis. The criticism that he had, that he received from people. And not only did he take it in stride, but somehow it made him a more focused, a more powerful person. He was able to inspire us with that as well. If he were here tonight, I think he'd ask you the following question. You have a neighbor. It's not a Shomer Shabbos. If you have a business associate with no connection to the Baruch Shalom, you may well run into this person again, Lachamei or Sum Shana. There'll be two lines. One line with easy pass, hopefully, for the front guys. And one line for those who are not yet from. It's quite likely that the other person that you knew in life we'll try to get your attention. Hi. You politely say back. Hi. The person says, was I a good neighbor to you? I say, yeah. Did I shovel you walk when it snowed? I say, yeah. I said, tell me something else. Did you know about this? I say, about what? You know, heaven, the other place, a young adin, Sarah Wienish. She just looked at him before he said, yeah, I guess. How could you not have told me? How could you not care for another person? How could you have said absolutely nothing as I was wasting my life away? I think Rosh Yeshiva would say, what are you going to say? What are you going to answer? Yisayim Hayinu. Not just the gentleman sitting here and here who are the Talmid, the direct Talmid of Rosh Yeshiva, who don't have the opportunity to do the formal Avelis that the family is doing. They don't have the opportunity of the catharsis to be able to get out the pain. But the pain is very, very real. But Yisayim Hayinu, everybody sitting in this room. Yisayim Hayinu, every place in the world. You might be surprised to learn that the two fastest programs of Eshet Torah International are Project Inspire. And the purpose of Project Inspire is, as the Rav said before, to get Frumiyim involved, to awaken the sleeping giant. We have probably about 1,000 people who in the last 8 to 10 months have taken upon themselves to weekly Kiruv. Balabatman, doctors and lawyers. These are people who never ever thought they were going to Kiruv, resulting in thousands upon thousands upon thousands of individual concrete Kiruv events every single month. And Project Chazal, for which I work with my colleague Rabbi Ken. But we now see approximately 22,000 Yeshiva Bachur Beis Yaakov girls in the 11th and 12th grades, inspiring them with Amitas HaTorah,
Hashkafa.
Because Rabbi Yisai, Rabbi Naya didn't only make them from. Rabbi Naya taught me how to daven. Rabbi Naya had me understand that we don't daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu in order to read us, but to read him at laundry list of our needs, because otherwise he doesn't know. But he taught me that davening was the most glorious thing a person could do. It was how we're davening in the Bari Yaman. It's the greatest privilege and pleasure that we have. He taught me that the epitome of expressing your free will is in the Bakim Adasta Karibachu. People talk about it. People say Musar. People pontificate. But Rosh Yeshiva lived it with every fiber of his being. Do you know why he undertook the impossible? Because there was no impossible. Do you know why he undertook schemes that took years and years to come to fruition, and yet he still had the gumption to go after day after day despite bushes and harvests and criticism? Because there was nothing else in the world but the Bar Yoyalah. The first mitzvah between us is Leil HaMashiach Shemalikah, but the second one follows on its heels. Ain Zulot Zayin, there's no power outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if Rabbi Shalom wants it, it gets done. There is nothing that any person sitting in this room cannot do. There's nothing that you want to do which is L'chvay Shemayim. There's nothing, there's no difficult task before you that you cannot do if Rabbi Shalom wants it. As Rashid used to say, if he wants it, it's in the bag. It's a slam dunk. If the Rabbi Shalom wants it, it's a done deal. We have our marching orders. We know what we need to do. I charge you tonight, Rabbi Yisrael, doing the impossible. I charge you with doing what it is that everyone says cannot be done. I charge you with bringing back Nidchei Israel. I charge you with bringing Mashiach Tzidkenu, Moshe Obi, Yisayahu, Bila, Hamas, Lanetzah, Hamas, Hashem, 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 Hash